Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lloyd Brown. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skee Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Blaeholder drops the ball. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Judge goes all the way around to score. Brown moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler is called out on strikes. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blea Holder covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Werber steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hemsley moves to second. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blea Holder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Cook moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Judge moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Brown reaches second base with a double. Judge scores. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 4 in the game. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Gulick pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank McDonald now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sharon. Jolly moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Ed Wells pinch runs for Carl Reynolds. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wells scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.